listening to Morning Edition on WVIA. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, and this is Sports Voices. I'm joined here in the studio, as always, by Bob Ide, sports director, Fox 56.
You're not Roger.
No, I'm filling in for Roger.
You are, and you always do a great job.
Thank you.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, it's basketball season still, right? I mean, it's been a really crazy couple weeks in high school basketball.
But it's been a good couple weeks for our local teams. Absolutely. So Holy Redeemer was in the state finals last night. They did a great job. What a great year. Second seed out of District 2. They didn't win their league, which is the Wyoming Valley Conference Division 2. They lost to Nanticoke. They didn't win the district. They lost to Dunmore. But they ended up going to the state finals. What a great run. What a spectacular year for those girls. And then Old Forge out of District 2. The second District 2 team is going to play in Hershey this afternoon at 2 o'clock against Swillicke Academy. Swillicke's only lost one game all year long. But Old Forge, 1932 was the last time they were in the state finals.
Wow. Now, has Holy Redeemer ever been to the finals
before?
Nope,
this was their first trip to the state finals as well. So the Blue Devils coming up with just a remarkable run. Logan Fanning, their 6'5 center, doing a great job. Cam Parker, all-state type player guard. They lose Ryan DeMarco, a senior, a couple weeks ago. He was their point guard, inspirational player, broke a leg.
And that was a real emotional game this week, right? I think he was there in a wheelchair.
He was there in a wheelchair, and they went and hugged him, and they high-fived him before the game. They're playing with a lot of raw emotion, but they're playing good basketball. So their first trip to Hershey, you never know what happens down there because it's tough to play in that environment. The baskets are different. Good luck. I hope the Blue Devils pull out a big win.
That's got to be something, being on the court after that victory. You know, the Hershey kiss is raining down on you, knowing that you have a chance for a state championship. That's just awesome.
And what great support. They went to a small school, 2.5 hours away to play the other night. The whole team, the whole community was there. I think the whole town is there. But that same thing happened when they went to the state finals in football a few years ago. The whole town comes out.
How about other teams in our region? How did they do?
They actually did very well. We had several teams in the Final Four that lost. Teams like Lewisburg, Scranton Prep Girls, Crestwood Girls lost. Two remarkable teams, Southern Columbia Girls lost, Lord Regional Girls lost. But these are all in the Final Four. We're not talking they lost in the first round of states. They made a great run. Warrior Run, speaking of runs, the Defenders had a fantastic season. They just ran into a great team. But several of these teams are going to be back. I mean, you look at Holy Redeemer. They're senior-oriented. Dunmore is very young. They're going to be back. Lewisburg, boys, they're a young team as well, and they made a nice little run into the finals. Central Columbia girls, one senior, all sophomores, maybe a couple juniors. They're going to be remarkable for the next 2 years. We'll be talking about them maybe in the state finals next year. So I think there's a great future in basketball, and that's the great thing about high school, Sarah. They keep having new names every couple years, and you're like, who's going to be good? And next thing you know, these great players rise to the top in whatever sport it is. And that's what high school sports is all about.
And now it's time for March Madness, right?
Yeah, well, March Madness, right? College basketball all around. Lady Royals had a great season, some great local players there. And then there's Siena. You know, yeah, they lost to Duke, but they still made it. They won the MAC championship. They were a third seed. Jerry McNamara is being courted as the next coach of Syracuse and next coach of pick your team, Providence, maybe. I don't know what's going to happen there. But just some great basketball. And Justice Schultz, what a great career. We covered him in high school at Holy Redeemer. Went to Lock Haven for 2 years. Jerry McNamara picks him out of Division II, takes him to Division I, and he has two fantastic years with Siena. And just a great athlete, and a great young man as well. I know Jerry talked very highly of Justice, not just as an athlete, but as a young person as well.
And what do you think is next for Coach McNamara?
Well, he's going to get a lot of offers. Is he going to get Syracuse's job? I've heard people that want him, people that don't want him. I don't know. I mean, does he stay in Siena because he's family-oriented and his family's still in Scranton and his wife, he has a couple kids, right? Their roots are in New York. So do you pull them all out because of money and you go to the Midwest or somewhere? I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. Jerry's very East Coast-oriented, but he's going to get some big-time offers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's switch to hockey.
Yeah, we're going to go on the ice, right?
Yeah.
So this weekend, if you're looking for something to do, head down to the Pagoula Arena at Penn State. Women's ice hockey, Final Four. They call it the Frozen Four. And what do you know? Penn State upsets some teams, and they're going to make it all the way. They're going to play on their own ice in the Frozen Four, and they're going to take on Wisconsin 7:30 Friday night. The other two teams in the Frozen Four, Ohio State, will take on Northeastern at 4 o'clock at the Pegula Arena. If you watch Olympics, which, like, I love the Olympics, you watch those teams in the Olympics, and especially the women's hockey team, they won a gold medal. The men won a gold medal. But Penn State has a player, Tessa Janecki. She was actually on the USA team that won a gold medal, so go down and watch her play. And they had a press conference the other day, and I think we heard from someone that we're going to hear from right now.
Yeah, here's Kendall Butsey. She's a defender for Penn State.
I think it's really special to be able to host, like, AHA tournament and regionals and, like, Frozen Four. We love playing in front of the Roar Zone, in front of Hockey Valley, so, like, having that support and just knowing, like, we're going to go out and we're going to do everything we can for our fans and for each other has just made it a lot easier. Not having to travel takes a lot of stress away.
So the Frozen Four really does sound like it'll be exciting.
It will be exciting. You know, the Penn State men are still in it too, but, you know, they're a couple weeks away. But yeah, go down, watch great hockey. I really like watching it. If I had time, I would go down. Yeah. So yeah, it's the Frozen Four at Penn State this weekend.
And now we still have a local college team playing, right?
Yeah, how about that? We have the Wilkes women's ice hockey team, two-time MAC champs. They're going to play in Rochester this weekend at Nazareth. Now, they won their first game last week against Adrian. I think that's one of their first wins ever in the NCAA tournament, Division III. And, hey, who knows what can happen to them, but they're playing good hockey, too, right here, right down the street in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, and then after basketball, after hockey, we'll be on to spring sports here very soon.
Next week, we'll be bored, right? Next week, what are we going to talk about? So we're going to talk about baseball, Major League Baseball. Real Riders have their media day in a couple weeks. So, and there's going to be some good things with them. Some great players are going to be playing there, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Bob. This was Sports Voices. Make sure to join us again next week.